You are listening to Lea Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
Take a nice deep breath in. And as you let that out, allow your eyes to close and let your body get in the most comfortable position possible. In fact, you on a conscious level may decide that you kind of want a nap, that maybe listening to the sound of my voice right now isn't the most important thing. Your unconscious self can simply take in the words, put them to good use, and your conscious self can take a little break. But whatever it is that you do, no matter how actively you listen or not, discover that it's easier and easier for you to drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. That every single breath cycle allows you to fractionate by coming up and dropping down deeper and deeper. And that it feels so much better. Can you imagine if, in fact, we were inside a game? And we know at some point in time, things are supposed to get easier, right? Like, that's the joy of leveling up. That's the delight of getting stronger with our skills. That's the fun of testing ourselves against whatever crosses our path. But let your unconscious mind take you down more deeply into trance. Allow yourself to simply feel better and better. Let your mind and body kind of melt into a space that allows you to feel very good and allows you to simply allow your unconscious mind to pay attention. It allows your conscious self to drift off, pay no attention at all. Put us all back in the game right now. And let yourself drop down deeper and deeper into trance. It's totally fine. We're all experienced here at dealing with the strange things that pop up sometimes, right? So as you find yourself breathing in and out, more and more, just let yourself slide right back to that state of trance. Allow your unconscious mind to let you drop down deeper and deeper, and for you to notice that it's fine, that it doesn't really matter, that you're going to be okay. There's this thing that happens sometimes that I've noticed. And the thing that sometimes happens that I've noticed is that I get so heads down, caught up in whatever it is that I'm doing, in whatever it is that's going on around me, that I feel overwhelmed with the amount of data, with the amount of detail, with the amount of stuff that I am expected to be dealing with just for myself. I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself, and it's not as though other people don't put pressure on. But sometimes, when you're in a game, for example, you're in a certain place, right? Like maybe you're in a little town or a village, or maybe you're in a specific building. And then sometimes you find yourself in a forest, but it is such a crazy forest, and maybe there are people or things hanging out behind each and every tree, and so you cannot spend a lot of time examining what's going on because your brain is too busy looking at each and every little thing that comes your way. Now, sometimes we might say, well, that's fine, right? It's fine to look at all the little things that come our way. But if you need to go somewhere else, if you need to do something else, you might discover that having to pay attention to all of those things stops you from moving forward. It stops you from appreciating the beauty of the whole thing, and it stops you from noticing exactly where you are, exactly how far you've come, and exactly what else you might literally have to do to move forward. So let yourself drop down deeper right now, while your brain thinks about that in a different light, while your unconscious mind realizes that there are all sorts of things that you can do, that you know how to do, that you might want to do, that would feel better if you could just make them happen. Now, the grindy parts of life can certainly get us down, right? We probably all have experienced that once or twice. But while I talk about this, I'd like you to imagine that you find yourself in that forest and you are paying attention to each and every tree because you don't actually know what might be lurking behind the things that are there. And then I'd like you to discover that all the things that are actually lurking behind those trees, even though they have to be dealt with, can be dealt with in a totally different manner. And I'd like you to imagine right now that you've just stood up and stretched and maybe yawned a little bit, let out a big breath, and dropped your hands, your arms, your shoulders down. I'd like you to notice that as you do that, anything that you had in your hands and on your mind is just gone. And that as you do that, everything else around you begins to move much more slowly or stops altogether. And that as you do that, each thing does its very best to go back slowly behind the tree it came from, so that only the most urgent and necessary thing is visible, so that your unconscious mind then gently, deliberately, maybe even slowly, walks up to that thing and examines it and goes, how do I best tackle you? And notice that it tells you. Notice that it says, oh, it's really easy, you just have to do this. But you feel so much better because you have managed to take control of the way you feel. And the moment you find yourself doing that, I'd like you to notice that no matter what gets tossed your way, you get a grin across your face and you get the idea that all of these things, even though there are many, are going to be simple and easy to fix. Your brain has already decided that you're going to set aside some time during the appropriate time, whenever that is, to deal with these things. And as you find yourself doing that, you notice that each and every one of those things gets in line, waits its turn, maybe even stays behind the trees. And as you do that, you find yourself staying exactly where you are, but the forest, all the trees in it, everything in it, just shrinks down. It shrinks down until you have a better view of everything. You have a better view of all the problems. You have a better view of where you're going in the direction you need to be in, and you have a better view of exactly how tiny each and every one of those happens to be. And you might discover that as you find yourself discovering where the path is and walking along, the forest kind of rises and falls around you. And as it rises and falls around you, you find yourself easily, happily, in a state of knowing where you are at all times, of knowing what needs to be done at all times, and of realizing that your problems are much smaller and more manageable than you expected. Allow your brain to think about that right now and to discover that you feel a sigh of relief. You can drop down deeper while you find yourself feeling that relief spreading through your body, while you discover how much better it becomes for your brain to realize that not just a new perspective was required, but also the idea that you are actually totally capable and totally charged of whatever was coming your way, whatever was surrounding you. And that then your mind settled down just a bit. And then your brain said, oh, we don't really need to produce all the stress hormone, do we? Nah. Because we have enough wherewithal and capacity within us to deal with these things as they come one at a time, or maybe even if they are tinier than they were before, for you to look at them and go, do I need to deal with this? Or can I just gently stick it behind me and go forward? Is this truly a thing that requires me to deal with it now? Or at some later point in time, will it become worse? Or can I go ahead and just go, nah, I'm okay. We're going to let this thing go. It's going to be fine for us to let this thing go. So you find yourself paying attention to whatever it is that you can let go. You find yourself dropping down more deeply. Perhaps you feel yourself giving in to the idea that you want to be in charge of your own life, and that being in charge of your own life can feel liberating. And whether or not you've ever had that experience or that thought before, that you wanted to be in charge of your own life and that being in charge of your own life can be liberating, that your brain begins to think about each and every concept that you've been thinking about as I've been talking tonight. And as your brain does that, it feels as though you get a handle on things. Your perspective is different and it feels really great. And perhaps even you can find yourself, as you drop down deeper into trance, thinking about how simple it is when the perspective is different, thinking about how much easier things become when you can slow down just a little bit, when you have the capacity inside your mind to realize that all of these things will either get done, or your brain can decide that they are not important enough to do. And so you take a break from the idea of thinking that you have to do it all. Because maybe when you do see the big picture, your unconscious mind can feel a little more capable of recognizing what's around you and knowing what has to be done to it and feeling really great about all of that. So let yourself drop down a little bit more right now. Just give in to that state of trance a little bit more easily. And then I'd like you to, as you notice that things are less and less important, even the things that were jumping out in front of you and seem to be very now, that your brain figures out and realizes how much better it is for you to not have to worry about some of these things, to realize that, in fact, that they aren't important. And then you can discover how simple it is for you to stop and take a moment and look around you, stop and take a moment and look around you and discover that there are things that are worthwhile and useful for you all the way around, when you can simply take a moment of time and just examine them. So let yourself drop down deeper and deeper right now while you find yourself in that state of examining the things that are around you, of taking that time or two, that moment, however long you need, to explore, to determine if things are actually necessary for you, or can you take this time for yourself? One of my friends has been exploring the idea that there's no such thing as laziness. And you may have heard me talk about this. The idea that no matter what it is that you do is acceptable and appropriate because you need time for yourself. You need the time for yourself, for your mind, to understand and appreciate all the things you have to do, to let them all fall into exactly the right place, the order, the level of importance they actually exhibit and actually need to fall into, as opposed to some hurry up moment jumping up in your face, now experience that some of you might have had with some of the things that are coming into your life. So I'd like you to take a moment and just examine how good it can feel for you to drop down deeper, for you to notice that your brain is happy to let things go, happy to play around with the idea that your brain can understand that you require time and attention to do things that are truly important for you, that truly feed you and make you feel good. Things that allow your unconscious self to feel rejuvenated, that allow you to calm down as much as you can, and that let your mind relax, to allow you to notice that there's nothing as important as you taking care of yourself, and that when you take good care of yourself, then it becomes so much easier for you to handle whatever else it is that comes your way, for you to gracefully, calmly, and smoothly deal with all sorts of things. Let yourself drop down deeper. Allow your unconscious mind to get to that point. That point where, as you think about all the things that your brain is going to be playing around with over the next little while, whatever that means, that it just feels so much better for you. It feels so much better for you to realize that taking time for yourself, that really examining the things that scream for your attention, and is to decide if they're really, actually, actively important in this moment in time, or if you can make them wait for just a bit longer. Whatever it is that your brain decides that you think is okay for you, notice that the moment you find yourself deciding if a thing requires your attention truly right now or not, notice that the moment you decide that decision makes everything a little bit easier, allows your brain to focus in on the important things, and allows the unimportant things to simply go quiet and maybe even drop out of sight. Notice how easy it then becomes for you to find yourself focusing on what is left around you, how good those things feel, how simple and easy they are to manage, or at the very least, notice that now it feels like you have a lot more time to manage them, that it becomes important for you to deal with them in your manner, in your time, in your way, and that becomes much simpler and easier than it was before. So let yourself drop down more deeply into trance while your brain parses this information, while your unconscious mind takes out of it what it needs, while your brain decides how it can use whatever it is I've talked about, and you can discard the rest. And the way that your mind then allows you to feel so much better as you clear out and calm down the things that were pushing themselves into you to get done now and now and now, and for you to notice that every time you discover yourself in that space, you can take that breath, let it out, take a moment, see the forest, and feel yourself simply giving in to what's really important, no matter what that is, so that your unconscious mind can deal with it in a way that suits you and in a manner that allows you to feel really good about yourself before, during, and after dealing with that. So hold on to those concepts and those ideas and let yourself relax your arms and your shoulders one more time, allowing yourself to drop more deeply into trance again and again, allowing that to feel so much more wonderful than you expected. And on the count of 10, find yourself coming up more and more easily, more and more effortlessly, allowing your mind to feel better and better, to feel in charge and in command, knowing that when you need that to happen for you, that your mind can be delighted to be of good service and good use to you in that particular kind of area and in any others that you need. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all the way up.
Thank you for listening.